Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim. Instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachim, instructions of mercies. This is Soul Class number 156, featuring Kabbalah Packet, a bold effort taken on by Rabbi Yosef Markel, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is installment number 5. We continue with our series, sharing with you how you can learn. Yes, blessed souls, you yourselves, blessed souls, each one of you, can learn from a classic text called Shar HaYuchud, the Gate of Unification, which was written, spoken about by the Mittler Rebbe, the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, a direct descendant of King David, Rebbe Dov Ber Shniori, who lived from 1773 until they went to the next level of life in 1827. And this classic work in Chabad Hasidus, considered to be the key of Torah Hasidus Chabad, was translated by Rabbi Yosef Markel and his team of Torah instructors. Now, for whatever reason, I had trouble linking up the means by which you can purchase this book with the $37 discount, but what I hope to cut and paste this show onto Facebook with various groups and individuals, and hope you want to check out this book. But now let's go into the book itself. This is taken from page 12 from Kabbalah Packet, Rabbi Yosef Markel. Now, in page 12, one of the things we want to take notice of, blessed souls, in terms of spiritual, intellectual, and emotional symmetry, everything works in tens. Meaning, as far as the human intellectual experience, there are three general intellectual levels, and there are 7 general emotional levels. However, for now, we want to focus only on the intellectual levels, and therefore we'll speak now of the 3 levels, intellect, within the human cognitive experience, which is threefold. But we must take note as well, blessed souls, that within each level, the general intellectual faculty of the human cognitive experience, there are in fact 7 emotional levels within those 3 intellectual levels or faculties. And in fact, the same goes true with the 7 emotional faculties, that in each one of these 7 emotional faculties, you will find those 3 general levels of intellect. So there is a symbiotic relationship between intellect and emotion, emotion-intellect. You'll find intellect in emotion, and emotion within intellect. Now, each one of the 3 general intellectual faculties contains within it another 3-tiered levels of consciousness. There's a depth to one's intellect, there is a width to one's intellect, and there's a length to one's intellect, which, by the way, as we will eventually learn, if not in today's humble presentation, in future ones. And those 3 intellectual faculties that we can identify succinctly in Hebrew are called chachma, which is tersely described or defined as wisdom, bina, understanding, and das, as knowledge, also focus and concentration. When we deal about the depth of an intellectual faculty, or an intellect for that matter, the fact is the depth is in truth a type of non-existence, a type of intermediary, a connection between a level above it and a level below it. But it in and of itself is not really there. Now, this concept was addressed by a faithful chassid of the Mittler Rebbe by the name of Rev Hillel of Porich. And he used allegories to try to help us understand what is an understanding we can kind of approach when we deal with the idea of a depth, also known as an omek in Hebrew. So let's take a corner of a wall. A corner of a wall is actually a hypothetical point of connection between two walls or sides. But in truth, the corner from where two sides of two walls connect up doesn't take up any space. If that corner wall did not, or that corner did take up space, you wouldn't be able to connect wall A to wall B. So we see that every particle of physical space belongs to either one side of the or the other. But there's no actual physical space that actually belongs to the corner, the area which we would call a corner. So a corner is actually a hypothetical reality, and in actuality is not existent. But at the same time, too, we can identify a corner of a building, a corner of a wall. Also, we can also talk about the idea of midnight. Now, every point in time belongs either to the preceding day or the next one, when we get to that point called midnight. So like the corner in space, so is midnight in time. It's not really there. So this is a concept of non-existent and yet paradoxical connection. To use an allegory truer to the analog, the levels of intellect, let's take an example. This is much more tangible, this example, but the other one, too, helped us focus in on the concept of depth. All make blessed souls. Let's take the example of the teacher and the student. The teacher, the goal of the teacher is to attempt to teach a certain amount of subject matter, and hopefully the student's goal is to try to learn this exact same subject matter the teacher is trying to transmit to him or her. In order for this to happen, a connection must take place. So how does a connection take place between teacher, transmitter of subject matter, to student, hopeful receiver of subject matter? This must take place through the student making a certain space, certain manifested type of self-nullification of his or her prior knowledge, to kind of get in a state of non-existent consciousness in order to receive the new consciousness or subject matter. But in order for the teacher to teach, he or she must forget for himself or herself all of their great knowledge they have accumulated all the years of themselves being a student and now being reaching the level of teacher. For example, a teacher with a who is teaching in a school, who has learned physics and calculus and even simple multiplication, at this point in time has been assigned the role of teaching students 1 + 1 = 2. And therefore, that simplest of equations must be the only thing on that teacher's mind, how to transmit this consciousness of 1 + 1 = 2, so the student he or she is teaching to will receive successfully and be able to regurgitate this information and start his or her own building blocks of understanding of the world of mathematics. So the teacher, too, also must become, so to speak, a non-existence in order to make a connection with the student. As we mentioned before, the student must have a certain non-existence or self-nullification. At the point where the student wishes to learn the new subject matter, he or she, too, must forget him or herself. The student can't be thinking about lollipops, games or toys, but rather must focus only on what the teacher is trying to teach him or her. So this, then, too, is an example of the non-existence on an intellectual level. For just like the corner is not actually an existence of intellectual matter, the self-nullification is not really part of the information being taught as it in the teacher's mind, and the self-nullification on the part of the student is not part of the information as it enters the student's mind. Yet there must be a sense of self-nullification on the part of transmitter, bitul, and a sense of self-nullification, bitul, on the side of the receiver of this subject matter. So the glue, the intellectual glue, which is connecting student to teacher and teacher to student, is this non-existence, this depth that exists. And it must be present in order for connection to be formed between teacher and student, for the transfer of intellectual matter to take place from, again, teacher to student. So this is the level of depth, the self-nullification of one level to another, the connection between upper level and lower level, which allows a transfer of light to take place, awareness, whether intellectual light, spiritual light, or when we're talking about the light of the Ein Sof, of the infinite creator, or godly essence. That is why depth is also addressed within the world of Chassidus as a chalal reikan, the yored lamata lamata. It's an empty chamber or hollow that goes lower and lower. For it is only through the emptiness, the non-existence, and the self-nullification that the levels of spirituality and physicality are able to receive the light of the Ein Sof, of the infinite creator. And depth we associate with the intellectual category, faculty, of Keser and Das. Das being connected with knowledge, sensitivity, connecting to the essence of a concept. So this is where we'll stop, blessed souls. This is Dunzel C. Goodman, your cyberspace Torah activist. Hopefully you had some sort of enjoyment from this teaching. I mean, I did an impromptu broadcast here right now, so I doubt anyone has heard this live version. But hopefully in the future we'll do a little bit better to advertise our efforts to promote Kabbalah Packer, translations of Shari Yuchud, the Book of the Gate of Unification, in which Rabbi Yossi Markel has been learning and teaching for the past 25 years, an effort of blood, sweat, and tears to bring this world to a higher level of consciousness. You know, blessed souls, let's face it, we all know we want to have a taste of the tree of life, Eitz HaChayim, to increase Erech HaPayim, to reduce the amount of anger that's in the world. Long-standing anger should be the prevalent attitude on the part of ourselves as human beings. There's so much dysfunction in the world. The other day I saw on a brief YouTube video, now America is being called Xanax Nation. 46.3 million prescriptions of anti-anxiety medication are being given to people as a quick fix, but not as the solution. But you see, blessed souls, we of the Torah learning community understand and have been understanding for the past 3,300, almost 24 years, Torah is the solution to remove human dysfunctional pollution of the mindset, of the heart, of the spiritual sense, and to remove the lies and the deception which are foisted upon the masses of human beings. So this is not just an intellectual endeavor. This is a place one can turn to. And you can also go to Rabbi Markel's beautiful website, www.thewellsprings.org, to further assist you connect to your divine image, which was your Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream, because more and more people want to connect to the Creator. But the Torah, which was written on tablets, the Ten Commandments, actually is 613 commandments, which also branch out to seven general universal commandments for the nations of the world, the blessed children of Noah, that we can work together by tasting of the Eitz Chaim, the Torah's Chassidus. And if you are to review this class just once and share it with a friend, you'll see that certain things will start to bubble up within your heart, bubble up within your mind, because these teachings are here to prepare the world to receive the Mashiach, who will roar out Torah Chadasha, a new Torah, to reveal insights which were never revealed before, even by the prophets of old, to take us out of the cold. So we're coming in out of the cold to make it a better world in a peaceful and pleasant manner. Take care, everyone. May we all be blessed by the Most High.